KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
Well, checking sports this morning. First, let's start with high school cross country last night. Atlantic hosting the Trojan cross country meet at the Nishna Hills Golf Course here in town. On the girls' side, in the varsity level, it was Madison Waymeyer of Dallas Center Grimes capturing the title as she finished just about a full minute ahead of Allie Krogman of Atlantic, who placed second in last night's meet. Krogman said it was awfully windy out there, which isn't the worst thing in the world, but she also said it's not really her favorite place to run.
Well, Atlantic's really not my favorite course. I guess I don't have a favorite course, but it's pretty hilly, and you know, I used to think hills were to my advantage, but now I think it just suits to tire everyone else out, and now it doesn't, so it's just as tough for me now, too. I do wish it would have been a little cooler, though. That would have been nice.
It was a little warm out last night, but Krogman, a second-place finish right ahead of Ashton Alfers of Tri-Center, who was third. Harlan's Jessica Feldman and Bailey Cool placed fourth and fifth in last night's meet. Also for Atlantic, Alex Hartwig was 30th. Liz Siggins placed in 53rd place last night. Also running in that meet was Griswold. Jordan Sint had the best finish for the Tigers. She finished in 17th place last night. Larissa Backus also was 28th in last night's meet. In the team competition on the girls' side, the championship went to Dallas Center Grimes. They placed first with 62 points. Shenandoah Essex with 87 points. The runner-up, Harlan, was third with 90. Tri-Center, Lewis Central, Creston, then Atlantic in 7th place with 220 points. Griswold, Trainer, Missouri Valley round out the top 10 teams in that meet last night. On the boys' side, the championship went to Sean Skillern of Shenandoah Essex. 17:34.12 was his time. Trevor Turner of Winterset was the runner-up. Also for Atlantic, Blake Esbeck placed in 9th last night, running 18 minutes, 14.05 seconds. Corey Witt of Atlantic placing 31st in last night's meet. For Griswold, their top runner, Xavier Olivo, placed 50th last night. In the team competition, it was Thomas Jefferson winning the title with 54 points. Shenandoah Essex had 123 points for second place. Missouri Valley third, Harlan, Dallas Center Grimes, Lewis Central, then Atlantic in 7th with 219 points. Denison, Boyer Valley, Winterset round out the top 10 teams. There were 22 teams scoring points on the boys' side last night. In high school volleyball action last night in Hawkeye 10 conference play, it was Lewis Central defeating Glenwood 3-0. Also, Red Oak down Denison 3-2. In the corner conference championships, it was Stanton beating Nishnabotna in the title match 3-0, while Villisca beat Essex 3-1 in the consolation match last night. Also, Clarinda hosting a quadrangular. It was Clarinda beating Mount Air 2-0. Clarinda over Corning 2-0. Trainer beat Clarinda 2-0. Trainer 2-0 over Corning. Trainer also swept a pair from Mount Air. Corning beat Mount Air 2-0. Also in volleyball last night, it was Riverside over Exira EHK 3-1. Bedford beating Cam 3-0. Arweva top Boyer Valley 3-1. IKM Manning over Woodbine 3-0. And Madrid beat Panorama 3-1 last night. Well, we have high school football tonight for you here on KJAN as Chris and I will be in Council Bluffs as Lewis Central plays host to Atlantic tonight in a key District 1 game in Class 3A. Atlantic coach Tim Duff says Lewis Central quarterback Alex Reed is the best athlete in the district, and he will definitely be the focal point for his AHS defenders.
With a kid like Alex Reed in their backfield, it's even magnified even more, because at any point when he touches the ball, he's got the capability to take it all the way to the end zone, and so we've got to play from whistle to whistle, and we've got to be physical.
Yeah, he's routinely accounted for about 90% or more of the Lewis Central offensive yards during the course of the season. Well, Atlantic had a pretty good week rushing last week with nearly 250 yards on the ground, and Coach Duff says he hopes his team can do that again. That'll not only control the clock, but it'll keep the Lewis Central offense, along with Reed, off the field.
Whether it be in turnovers or when we have it, we've got to make sure we take care of the ball. We've got to, win the field position battle tonight. And like you said, if we can, control the time of possession, if we can control the clock, that might put them in situations where they have to press a little bit. And if we can get them to press a little bit, maybe that can play into our defenses, to our advantage defensively. So without a doubt, controlling the ball and the clock will be part of Coach Hackman's game plan tonight.
Well, and there's no other way to put it tonight. This is a playoff game because the winner of this game will probably get the fourth and final playoff spot, and the loser will probably be looking at the playoffs this year. So it's a big game, and Coach Duff says his team needs a great effort.
We know that Lewis Central's a great opponent. We know that we have some great kids on our sideline. Now it's just going to come down to who wants it more. And, the kids understand this is to get in the playoffs. And if you make it in the playoffs, we've had two playoff teams in the last 20 years here in Atlantic. And so it really means something, I think, to the program and these kids for a victory tonight.
Again, you can hear more from Coach Duff at 4:45 this afternoon on Trojan Preview, and we'll also hear from him in our pregame show tonight, which gets underway at 6:45. Kickoff 7:30. You can hear it live tonight here on KJAN and also worldwide on KJAN.com. Other District 1 games tonight, Glenwood hosting Winterset. Red Oak is at Harlan. The big game, though, is in Carroll, where the Tigers host Creston. Those two teams unbeaten, battling for first in the district. Also tonight in District 2 and 3A, Denison hosting Bishop Heelan Catholic. In 2A, District 2, Kemper Catholic is at Otobolt Arthur BCIG, while Missouri Valley visits JSPC tonight. In Class 2A District 8, Clarinda is at PCM, while Clark travels to Shenandoah. In 1A action tonight in District 1, IKM Manning hosting Northwest Webster. In District 7, Panorama is at home to West Central Valley, while Nottoway Valley travels to Des Moines Christian. Also in Class 1A District 8 tonight, Audubon will host Griswold. Tri-Center is at Clarinda Academy. Underwood plays at Logan Magnolia, while St. Albert visits Trainer tonight. In Class A District 7, Guthrie Center will host Southeast Warren. In District 8, Exira EHK is on the road at Avoca tonight to play AHST. Our Brett Johnson will be stationed there tonight, and he'll be giving us live updates throughout the evening during our broadcast of that contest tonight. Also, Riverside will play at Corning tonight in District 8. In 8-man football tonight in District 6, Adair Casey is at Lenox. Cam goes to East Union. Murray is at Lamoni, Mormon Trail, and Ankeny Christian. In District 7 tonight, Charter Oak Ute is at Coon Rapids Baird. Arweva is at Woodbine. Boyer Valley is at Glidden-Ralston. Also in District 8 tonight, Nishnabotna will play at East Mills. Essex is at South Page. Fremont Mills travels to Sydney, while Villisca will host Stanton tonight. You can see a complete list of those that schedule on our website, KJAN.com, on the sports page, where you can also find last night's results from the Trojan Trojan cross-country meet and volleyball action as well. Well, the Big 12 Conference has voted to add TCU as early as next season, and the school's chancellor is suggesting the Horned Frogs are ready to join the league. It was the first aggressive act by the Big 12, which is desperate to secure its membership amid dramatic shifts in conference affiliation. And if the Horned Frogs join the Big 12, it would be another sharp blow to the Big East, which was expecting to welcome TCU next season. Oregon's 43-15 rout of Cal last night may have been very costly for the ninth-ranked Ducks. LaMichael James ran for 239 yards and a touchdown before the nation's leading rusher was carted off the field with an injured right arm. James has run for at least 200 yards in his last three games, something no Ducks player had done before. He went into the game with an average of 153 yards rushing per game and had 166 by halftime against Cal. True freshman DeAnthony Thomas caught a pair of touchdown passes and ran for another score for the ninth-ranked Ducks. In NFL news, Peyton Manning says he still holds out hope that he'll be back on the field for the Colts this season. The four-time league MVP says he's getting x-rays every 4 weeks on his neck, and his recovery has progressed to the point that doctors will allow him to stand on the sideline, which is where he plans to watch Sunday's game against Kansas City. Manning has not played it down since having neck surgery in May. He had a second operation on the neck last month. Manning isn't expected to play until at least November and perhaps not until December. The Colts are 0-4 with Kerry Collins and Curtis Painter under center. In other NFL news, Dolphins quarterback Chad Henne has decided to have season-ending shoulder surgery. He's been placed on the injured reserve list. Miami is replacing him on the roster by signing 33-year-old quarterback Sage Rosenfels, who was released Tuesday by the New York Giants after recovering from a blood disorder that sent him to the hospital in August. Henne separated his left shoulder in the win in the first quarter of Sunday's loss at San Diego that dropped the Dolphins to 0-4. Matt Moore took over, and he'll make his first start for the Dolphins in their next home game October 17th against the Jets. The Jacksonville Jaguars and receiver Mike Thomas have come to terms on a 3-year, $18 million contract extension, which includes $9 million guaranteed. That locks him up through the 2015 season. Thomas leads the team with 20 receptions for 212 yards and a touchdown. Detroit has signed safety Vincent Fuller, who played from 2005 to 2010 with the Tennessee Titans, where Lions coach Jim Schwartz used to be the defensive coordinator. Fuller started 5 games over the last 3 seasons with Tennessee. The St. Louis Rams have placed starting cornerback Bradley Fletcher and leading wide receiver Danny Amendola on season-ending injured reserve. Fletcher tore a knee ligament in practice Wednesday, while Amendola will have surgery on his left elbow that he dislocated in the season opener. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years' experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
In baseball, the Detroit Tigers are heading to the American League Championship Series for the first time in 5 years, and they got there the same way they did last time, by beating the Yankees. Don Kelly and Delmon Young hit back-to-back solo homers in the first inning before the Tigers pitched in and out of jams to beat the Yankees 3-2 in the fifth and final game of their division series. Doug Fister worked out of a bases-loaded jam in the fourth and held the Yanks to a run and 5 hits over 5 innings, 5 days after he was rocked by the Bombers in the Bronx. The Yankees had a great chance to tie the game or pull ahead, loading the bases with 3 straight one-out singles. Joaquin Benoit gave up a bases-loaded walk to Mark Teixeira, but he also struck out Alex Rodriguez and Nick Swisher to wiggle out of the jam, with the Tigers still on top. The Yanks didn't score until Robinson Cano's solo blast in the bottom of the fifth inning, a half inning after Victor Martinez had an RBI single to put the Tigers up 3-0. Jose Valverde worked a perfect ninth for his 51st save in as many chances this year, ending the game by fanning Rodriguez. A-Rod was 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts to end the series with a 1.11 batting average. Yankees starter Ivan Nova was lifted after 2 innings because of a tight right forearm, and that caused manager Joe Girardi to use 6 relievers, including C.C. Sabathia. It was the first time Detroit won a deciding game in a postseason since the 1968 World Series. They knocked off the Yankees in 4 games to win the 2006 ALDS. The Tigers now will travel to Texas for Game 1 of the American League Championship Series on Saturday. Justin Verlander will pitch for Detroit. C.J. Wilson will throw for the Texas Rangers. Well, the White Sox surprised everyone yesterday, naming Robin Ventura as their replacement for Ozzie Guillen as their new manager. He accepted a multi-year deal. The former Sox third baseman was hired by the club last June as a special advisor to director of player development Buddy Bell. Ventura has no previous major league managing or coaching experience. Ventura is the 17th former White Sox player to become the team's manager. Guillen resigned last week after 8 seasons and immediately was hired by the Florida Marlins as their manager. Well, the National Hockey League season started last night. They dropped the puck in 3 different arenas. It was Toronto shutting out Montreal 2-0. Philadelphia beat Boston 2-1. Also, Pittsburgh in a shootout wins 4-3 over Vancouver last night. Iowa State forward Royce White has been named the Big 12's preseason basketball newcomer of the year. White, a 6'8" sophomore who transferred from Minnesota without playing a game for the Gophers, was selected in a vote of the league's head coaches. White and teammate Chris Allen, who transferred to Iowa State from Michigan State, were named honorable mention preseason all Big 12 picks by the coaches. Baylor's Perry Jones is the league's preseason player of the year. The Cyclones will open up on November 12th when they host Lehigh. And Iowa State women's basketball coach Bill Fenley's is beginning treatment for what the university says is an invasive cancerous lesion on his vocal cords. ISU issued a statement Thursday saying doctors found the lesion during a recent exam. Fenley will undergo radiation treatments for 5 weeks beginning later this month. The university says doctors indicate a full recovery is expected. Fenley says in the statement that he'll face his health challenge head-on and he'll continue to work with his staff and his players. Fenley, now in his 17th season with the Cyclones, has received approval from his doctors and family to continue coaching without interruption. The statement says the coach and ISU will have no further comment and Iowa State practices will be closed until further notice. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022, located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.